Okay, I do have a few things that just kind of make, I think every time we do this, what we're intending. I'll tell you, I really have a simple plan. In 1 Thessalonians, it talks about not quenching the Holy Spirit, chapter 5, verse 19. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't despise prophetic utterances. Test everything. Then hold fast to what is good. And the word good is a better word I like, beautiful. So my belief is the entire body of the Lord Jesus Christ has come into faith through the voice of God, in the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. And all of the life of our maturing will continue to come in the sound of His voice. He speaks in Scripture. He speaks in our quietness, and the still small voice, the most powerful voice you'll ever hear is the one inside of you. He speaks with prophecy to edify, to exhort us, to comfort us. He speaks in circumstances as we look to what is He saying and what is He, where is He. He speaks in nature. The heavens declare the glory of God. The more we honor the voice of God, the more the voice of God is heard. It's a funny thing about it. When you think He can only talk in the small little framework, you limit all the ways He can speak. We used to have to teach, you know, righteousness, peace, and joy is given to us in the Holy Spirit. It's the hallmark of kingdom of God. And yet, what is righteousness? But at many times, it starts with the effect of the feeling of righteousness, which is safety. What is, you know, that everything's right, and peace is safety, and joy is the cheering up. So He speaks into our emotions. He speaks into our mind. He gives us a thought we might not have considered. Repentance is to think a new thought. He is forever looking for access. So by us valuing, not quenching the Holy Spirit, but unlocking the Holy Spirit. Yes, it's messy. But He's a messy, beautiful, big, glorious King. He is. If you've ever had a sense of who He is and the Godhead personality, He's the happy guy. He's the jolly one. He's just thrilled with His job because He's doing the cleanup, the mop up. The battle's won. He's just gathering the bride and maturing her into Christ. He has all the resource of heaven. He gets to give everything Jesus has to us. He gets to distribute gifts. He gets to influence people. And at times after He's dug a well in us and we've learned our place, He comes in a river mode and starts to sweep population into the kingdom. He loves His job. He's not going, oh, gosh. So I totally get Diana's sense of, oh, He's excited. Now, when we value the voice of God starts hearing. So when you hear tonight, it's not just what you hear. We have groups of three so that we can have the synergy of what Matthew 18 says, that if two or more gather in My name, there I am in the midst of you. So when someone's prophesying, sharing a word, what a sense of a feeling towards you, someone else might hear their word and Christ speak into them from your word, and all of a sudden you increase the sound. It increases the volume and the dynamic. So that's the intent. We'll have everybody on both sides. Now, the things that we want to emphasize is that first and foremost, it says, quench not the Holy Spirit. If you put a lid on Him, it seemingly might stop a lot of problems, but it stops the best thing we've ever been given since Jesus Christ. So we have to open to the sound. And the first thing it exhorts us is don't despise prophetic utterance, which means we don't belittle it or like, oh, what's the consequence? Who cares? I don't really need it. You might hear something that you've heard 100 times before, and you go, well, why am I hearing that? Well, rather than go, what's the meaning of it, draw from it. Well, one of the things everyone wants me to say is that pull on the Holy Spirit. As soon as we start, which will be like 5 minutes, pull on the Holy Spirit to talk to you. He might start speaking inside. He might hear. You could be standing in a group of three people and overhear somebody else's word to another person and get more out of what you heard from there than what you're hearing here. That's okay. Do that. That's called borrowing a prophecy. The reason I'm saying that is that if you are fluid in sound, you see, sound is like waves, it's like water, it's movement. It's not static, it's not concrete. It's constantly adapting both to our temporal situation and to God's eternity. And so when we can move, then we allow that the voice of God to gain ascendancy. He'll always say good things because he's a good God. No one is going to judge you because he already was been judged. We say here, prophecy in 1 Corinthians 14 is to edify, which is to build us up into Christ, to exhort us, which is to call us closer into Christ and one another, and to comfort us, which is to strengthen us in that journey. We've asked all the prophetic teams, no mates, no dates, and no babies. That didn't mean they're trying to marry you and have a date. We don't want anybody to get overzealous and give you a date on such and such a day. You're going to meet your mate and such time you'll be married and have a baby. Those things are kind of dangerous. And it's not even the most seasoned prophets who actually might hear things like that, which means there are a prophet in the fivefold ministry. Most that I know don't even want to do that because there's just so much change that's flowing. And it's just not necessary. We're not trying to be Jesus for you. We're trying to move everybody into Jesus. So God always speaks more mysteriously. I love you so much. I know, but tell me something I need to know. I love you so much. Yeah, I know. Okay, but should I take the job? Your future is brilliant. We did that. We spent a prayer season trying to decide last time we had to renew the lease. Not this last one last year, but the one before. We took about 6 weeks praying, seeking God. What do you want to do? Where are you going to go? What's the choice? Should we continue? And by the end, he just kept saying, I love you so much. And your future is brilliant in me. Yeah, but I just wanted yes or no. And then we had to decide, well, if you're saying our future is brilliant and you love us so much, I guess it really won't matter what we do. And we're not focusing on, it refocused us. See, sometimes we obsess on an answer that really isn't the answer we need. Everything just takes us to Jesus. And if you have that, if you can connect to Jesus, then just go with that. So I'm going to ask Cammie and the prophetic teams to come, and they're going to find their place. And then we will begin, and we're going to minister to those online. And Brian will help find any of the, and Diana?
You're going to tell people to come in from the...
Yeah, and then when we do come through in, yeah, we're going to just keep going. We got blue spots all the way to the door so that everybody has plenty of room. We're going to get in groups of three. Some of the threes have already been set up, so... all the prophetic teams, look on, find a blue tape, stand on a blue tape, because if there's no blue tape, you can't stand there. The blue tape is where the anointing is. We tape where the anointing spots are. Okay, they're none right in front of us. Okay, so Chris, why don't you go with Priscilla? Rosie's not here yet. Okay, I'll tell that. Okay, we're trying to get our act together. Do you have anything you want to say? No, I'm just good. Okay, we're getting groups of three, getting people. When we, in about 2 minutes, invite everybody up, what we're going to do tonight is come down these two side aisles so that the outflow can either be that way or through the center. And we opened this up so we could have more visual contact with the people online, so, and we don't compete with each other who's below us. So that's why we did the space. But you'll come, and Peter Michael, Gino, Diana will be helping make sure you found somebody. And then once everybody has a prophetic team, when you're done prophesying, you're ready to minister, somebody raise your hand. And then that way we'll know to get the next person over. And once we've got everybody done, you're free to come again and again and again. Now, the last thing I want to say, and then we can maybe start the music and get ourselves ready. Everybody ready? Are we good? And there's more space. Consider this thought. He said, test everything, then hold fast to the beautiful part of it. So when we listen, I believe the Lord was saying to us, and in this prophetic time, if we will take responsibility as the hearer, then the voice of God can get as large and as multifaceted as he desires, because he's not trying to keep everything at kindergarten level. Which that means is, if you're hearing something and you don't like it, leave it. If it doesn't make sense, shelve it for a future. If it's nothing to condemn, nothing to condemn. Jesus has no condemnation for you. So if that's an overzealous religious spirit, and hopefully we've inoculated everybody on the teams, but you never know. The point is, the hearer is responsible. They used to say in the Pentecostal churches, have the sense of a horse. You eat the hay, you spit out the sticks. And then you're not having to throw everything out. Or the other saying, remember the old saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater? You know, allow the humanity to be big in the midst of us so that we don't have to limit the vehicles. Does that make sense? Are you good with that? The hearer gets to hear and judge. That's how you judge your prophecy. You don't have to have a committee to decide. You'll know, that sounds really good, or that part really resonated. I don't know what that is. Well, then don't worry about that. Just resonate here. Because when you go home tomorrow, meet Jesus with those words and let those words start to grow. Because that's the partnership that creates the value placed on the word, that makes the word grow up inside of us. And before you know it, we have no idea how many things can happen that are supposed to break forth. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's start the music. Please. Oh, the phone. Thank you. Encourage you to record the prophecy. Y'all, if you have a phone that records, put it. What we found, though, because there's music and we're talking, put them, it's not like you're interviewing them, but put it close enough that their voice will be the primary voice. And then you have that. And we really encourage you to do that. So you can, keep it inside. So, Lord, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you because you are the one who came, sent by Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
To guide us into all truth, to show us things to come, to cause us to understand and receive everything that the Father gave Jesus, and everything the Father has is ours in Christ. We ask you to communicate to us words. We ask you to communicate images. We open ourselves to receive the sound of your voice. We value your voice. We say, speak, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and speak into our lives, Jesus Christ, that he might have a greater expression, a greater place, and a greater expression in our life, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So come on up, and we'll come down those two aisles. You come right to anybody available, and then we'll start, we'll grow it up from there. And all the way to the side, and all the way to the side. And then we're going to begin to speak to the people online in just a moment. Yes, Lord. I felt this word is for someone in Arizona or in that vicinity. I don't know, maybe it could be another state. But out of state, let's put it that way, and to the east. Now, Lord says that there has been a season that has felt like a really dry season and a long season. And Lord says that he is bringing the sound of abundance of rain. The drought is over. I'm not sure that it's a physical drought. I feel like it might be more there's been a lack of what you've wanted in your place. But Lord says you've kept showing up. And he's about to come and open a cloud of mercy and grace and a sound that's going to, strengthen you. You're going to feel the strength of the Lord rise up inside of you. So be encouraged. I bless you with a new encounter, new outpouring of the Spirit in your life, in your household, in your family, in your ministry, all the way to Texas. There's coming like a sound that's that's awakening the bride of Jesus Christ.
As you were saying that, Steve, I saw, as it were, a sleeping beauty, a sleeping princess. And I just agree that Jesus is coming to kiss you awake, to kiss you back to life. And I was sensing for all of us that the Lord is saying that if we would just delight ourselves in Him, that He would give us the desires of our heart. There's a lot of desires that have gone into the category of hope deferred, making the heart sick. And the Lord's saying that He's coming to touch those areas. He's coming to bring His healing and His deliverance. He's coming to bring His answers and His view of what really happened. And all you need to do is just to delight yourself in Him and listen to His conversation to you. He loves you. He's for you. There may be misunderstandings, but He's coming to clear that up. And in fact, within that place of renewal that Steve, you were praying about, I saw, as it were, the river. And in the river, you've wanted to get in, but it's been so difficult because of the past season. And the Lord's saying He's coming to take that last season off so that you can enjoy the river. You can get in, you can play like a child. All the things that are making it difficult just to enjoy Him, enjoy His presence, He's taking off. There's a joy that's coming, a brand new joy. A childlike joy. You're not worried. We're not worried about things. We're like just playing. So, Lord, we just release joy over the body tonight. Oh. We just say that the spirit of heaviness, the spirit of concern is coming off. Lord, I thank You that the battle isn't ours, but it is Yours. You've already won it. You are the mighty victor, and we get to rejoice. In Jesus' name, thank You, Lord. Thank You for sending Your Spirit. Lord, we thank You for even the beautiful manifestation that we're having here around us as we would look out at our hills, Lord, that just look like they're covered with blankets, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, thank You, Father God. Yes. Lord, I thank You that the burdens, the heavy burdens that have been on people's feet, that have been weighing them down, are just being unshackled in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank You that there's a lightness, there's a dance coming, there's a jump coming, there's a hop coming. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, thank You.
Lord. This triggered a vision I had again today that years ago. And I believe it's for all of us listening. I was in a queue like they have in an international airport waiting to go through customs. And it was a labyrinth. It was like a twisted, like it felt like you're going to be there forever. And everybody had all their luggage. And we were all had forms. And we were busily writing out all our declaration. What are we declaring? What do we have? And it was apparent that everything we were carrying was like our life. We were waiting for, we were hoping for, yet to be resolved. And so it was really occupying all of us to make sure that everything that we wanted got recorded, so we got it through customs. And all of a sudden, a bright figure that I understood to be like an angel beckoned me like this, you know, come up. And so I don't know how, because it felt like you're already stuck inside this labyrinth. You could never get out of the queue. But somehow I just found myself right there at the front. And here was this angel. And he had a little clipboard, just barely like a little piece of paper. And he said, just sign here and you can leave. And I said, well, what am I signing? He says, just you're signing that you're not declaring anything. You're not bringing anything with you. You're not having any rights that you need to be resolved. You're just leaving your luggage and coming into our new place. And I thought to myself, I'm going, whoa, this is like important, but that's a long line. Nobody's moving. And something inside of me said, just sign it. It's not worth what you're carrying, and what's on the other side, you won't need it. So I don't know why, but I signed it. So I was, the first thing was this massive embrace. And then walk through. And as I walked through the doors, it was like coming into the kingdom, where it was a whole nother realm. I didn't need any of the stuff I was bringing, I was waiting for. Everything was like a whole new paradigm. Beauty, love, a sense of fulfillment, accomplished. Everything was there. And I saw the Lord as he said that. He said, I have opened the door of my kingdom, but so many carry the burdens of the past. And when you were sharing that, I kept seeing the Lord saying, it's time to just let it go.
Amen.
It's time to just like leave the past where it is and just walk away. And as you walk into the future, you're not fixing it or resolving it or making it right or wrong. You're just leaving it. And to your surprise,
yes.
I felt like when you started saying there's going to be this call of love, this like, oh.
Yeah.
And the love of Jesus will so literally resolve all that you left in order to follow him into this new season. So I want to pray that for all of us, everyone online. Lord, I believe. If you feel that
yes,
you're stuck
yes.
in a line that you can't get out of,
yes.
it's just a repeat. It's like Groundhog Day every day.
Yes.
You
yeah,
never get
yeah.
out of the circle. The Lord's saying, would you like to come out of the circle today?
Fun.
You don't have to keep repeating and you don't have to bring resolution. I am the new beginning
Amen.
And I brought the resolution.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Lord
yeah,
just simply
hallelujah.
Says, resign here. I release
yes.
all rights and all claims
yes.
to all
right.
things that are behind me. And I release them to go into the future that's in front of me. Just go ahead. Tell the Lord, I release. I let it go. I don't even know how to, but I'm going to follow you.
Yes. Thank you.
Now, I believe the Holy Spirit, who comes so wonderfully, pours love into our hearts so fully, starts to embrace us in Christ Jesus. And you can feel pleasure of God saying, come on. Let's run together. It's that hop. It's that skip. It's the jump. It's the future. And the Lord would say, now lift up your eyes and begin to see your future again. And you've let go of what's behind. So now the future is not bound by what you've done or what's been done to you. You are free. You are free to enter
yes,
into
yes.
the future ahead of you.
Thank
Whoa.
You.
For some of us, there's people coming to our mind. Somebody you thinking, I got to forgive them. I got to let that go. An event. You got to just say, I'm walking away. I'm not going to carry that in to try to resolve it. I'm just going to walk away. Do it. Just do it before the Lord because there's power in that. Power in that. Thank you, Jesus.
I had a really similar dream. And we were also in a customs kind of holding area. You know, you get off the plane and you go to that customs area, and it was very crowded, and it had backed up and it wasn't moving at all. And in fact, everybody in there was stuck. And there was an old woman there who got very impatient and started to tap her foot. But what happened was, the next thing you know, her tapping her foot became like an old-fashioned Hollywood-style tap dance that she started to do. And all of a sudden, our worship leader, Diana, busted out and started really tapping. And the next thing we knew, the whole place came into order, and we were able to get through the line and to, you know, just get going home. And I woke up, and I felt like the Lord was going to send a joy, a literal, like, dance into people's step that was going to cause their lives to come into order. And if you can just go with it, because it's not going to make sense to your natural mind, but when you feel that uplift of the Spirit come, let go of the things that are behind you, let go, forgive, and go with the joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength to take you into the place that he's called you to be.
Well, that's really good. That's really good. Lord Jesus, we received that. I received that. Well, right now there's a gift coming, all of us, a gift of faith
yes.
to spontaneity.
Yes.
Because
yes.
the old is going to fall off and the new is going to begin
yes.
with a simple little tap.
Yes.
And
yes.
I see us skipping again, skipping, dancing, moving about, like in the hills around California that are all green, like a green blanket. We just start, the hills are alive with the sound of music. The trees are clapping their hands, and there is a sound coming alive.
Yes.
And the Lord would grant us ears to hear and a heart to respond. And we, it says in Isaiah 55, we'll go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth with singing, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Whoa. So do, if you're online and you're not driving, or if you're in a line waiting for someone, close your eyes and imagine those four dynamics. You're leaving the past, and you're going out with joy.
Yes.
Joy is the one that you're going out with, and you're being led by peace. So joy is accompanying you, and peace is leading you.
Yes.
And while you're moving, creation is now accompanying the movement. The mountains are filled. The trees of the mountains break forth with singing. So there's a sound of song, and then the trees of the field begin to clap their hands. So you have this sound of creation moving you forward into redemption. Go ahead, take a moment. That's a vision that can come alive by Holy Spirit. It's Scripture, Isaiah 55, so you're not out of the Bible. You're just opening the door to have an experience in the Bible of going out with joy, being led forth with peace. The mountains, the hills, they break forth with singing. The trees of the field, they clap their hands. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You know, the Lord says that He's near to the brokenhearted. And I'm sensing that there's some of you that are walking in that place of that, just with those broken hearts and with a lot of disappointment. And things haven't turned out the way that you thought. And in fact, the last thing in the world you'd even want to do would be to attend a prophecy event, because you feel like things were told you in the past that were so not, you know, true, haven't happened, and it's created just a disappointment that you're carrying. And I want to say to you that the Lord is near to you tonight. He's there with you. He wants to speak to you anew and afresh. He loves you. And He has your heart in His hand. And I believe that a brand new season is coming so that you can enter into that place of joy and to learn how to function with the joy as a strength. Father, I just pray for everyone, Lord, who's just suffered under that hope deferred, making their heart sick, who's just felt like every single move that they try to make is just so difficult and so hard. And in fact, probably in some cases, they don't even want to get up in the morning. Even maybe just getting out of bed feels like their legs are heavy, that their bodies are heavy, that everything is just blah, and that they just have to make themselves do things. Well, Lord, I just thank you that you're coming as that prince to kiss that stuff off of them.
Wow.
And Lord, that they will enter into that place of joy and peace, that springtime will truly come in the name of Jesus. You don't have to try to force this to happen. If you try to force it, you're just going to hurt yourself. Just go ahead. The motion of joy will come in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. And I believe there is the sound of the prophetic rising up inside of us, which is God speaking Jesus forth, that we can just declare, I will live and not die.
Yeah.
I will declare the goodness of God in the land of the living. I will live a life full of joy. I will experience His embrace. I will see the breakthrough. I will have victory. I will not always be poor. I will have prosperity. It's like taking the promise that you've heard before and reverbalizing it, which we would call in the Bible confession of hope. It's speaking out the hope unto God. It doesn't even have to be to someone else as much as it is to say, Lord, I agree with you. And there's power in those agreement. The confession literally means to say what you heard. So what you've heard, it could have been a long time ago. Jan and Gregory in Israel, the Lord says, you have been given a home there, a place to love, live, a people that you've adopted that have adopted you. And the home and the residency and the place of acceptance is now yours. Lord would say, just acknowledge my path. Acknowledge that I have led you because you chose me to be your God, to adopt my people, to love my people, to live with my people, to be buried with my people. And so I've made a place for you at the table. And I have opening hearts to say yes. Bureaucracies and conditions and troubles and fears, they're not greater than your Father. And what I believe, your kinsman redeemer, Jesus, is just coming alongside his brethren and saying, I want you to make a place for them because they're a part of the inheritance that I want them to enjoy. They're a blessing to us. They're opening the doors for lives. They're bringing people to birth. It's time to open the door for them to have a place of residency and rest. So call forth and say, thank you, Lord, for the residency and the rest that you provided for me here in the land you gave me. Whoa. Well, and Rebecca, you live in Israel, another volunteer. The Lord says to position your heart in the hearing, and in the expectancy. There's something precious coming that's going to be to respond to acknowledge as Jesus. Whether it's, I don't know if it could be, it could be in your it's quiet time in your studies. It could be in a worship service. It could be in your ministry you do to the Israelis. It could be just in your walk. But all of a sudden, Lord just says, turn to what I show you and allow it to grow up inside of you. Because it's got a lot more than what you first see. The sound is intriguing. It's beautiful. It's inviting toward your future in Jesus Christ. But there's more than the first appearance. So take the time, find the scriptures, grow them up in prayer, because something powerful is supposed to come out of the package. Wow. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
I feel like we're just supposed to also just agree for the finances for Rebecca, for Jan and Greg.
Yes.
Father, we just agree, Lord, that every need that Jan and Greg or Rebecca would have is met in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you have supernatural storehouses, that you are literally making a way for them to be able to access, Lord. You said, ask of me and I'll give you the nations. Well, Lord, they have asked of you, and I believe along with those nations, Lord, is coming the finances to be able to reach the nations.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, that's beautiful.
And for those of you that have found yourself sitting in a place where you've got enemies surrounding you. I was seeing as we were praying for those in Israel, for Jan and Greg and Rebecca, that there's others probably in the room, online, that the Lord says that he will make a banquet for you, even in the presence of your enemies. Don't worry about the enemies. Just keep your mind focused on him.
Yeah.
And he's going to feed you the best meal that you've ever had.
I felt this from the very beginning. I think God's doing it. Must be to all of us here. Obviously, everybody online. But I feel this Ezekiel 37 going up inside of me. And Ezekiel had a vision of a dry valley of dry bones, and there were many bones, many bones. And the Lord asked him, can these bones live? And he said, you know. And so he said, prophesy to the bones and tell them that I'm called them together and called the sinew and the flesh and the ligaments and join them together. And so he prophesied as he was commanded. And the picture that I see, Ezekiel was having an interactive prayer experience with God into the future of Israel. And so he prophesied, and then they came together, but it all was a big monster army, but it was still dead. So then he said, prophesy to the breath. And this is what I felt the Lord saying. We're speaking to unlocking the prisons and the disappointments, and the Lord is going to jettison us into our future. But he wants us to call the wind in, to call the Holy Spirit. He's the one who breathes upon the dead.
Yes.
So he said, prophesy to the north and to the east and the west, and then we prophesy and call the winds and let them breathe upon this army. And the army came alive. And he said, this is all of Israel, the interpretation of this vision, all of Israel, because at the time they were in exile, and the time they were in a very distressing place. And they say, oh, our hope has been cut off, and we're living in these tombs of no future, hopeless lives. And he said, no, I'm going to open your grave, and I'm going to bring you out, and I'm going to bring you into your land. And God was saying to a people that had no physical, no possible change of their future, that I'm going to bring about the future. And so the prophesying, God, bring the order forward and then bring the breath upon it. So I want to release that right now over all of us. So wherever you find yourself imprisoned, wherever you find yourself kind of entombed, things just don't change. It seems the hope has gotten smaller, and you want to not overextend hope because it's just going to be disappointed again like it was last time. And the Lord says, first, declare all of the circumstances and situations of life to begin to come back under my lordship. Prophesy and say, bones come together, sinew and ligaments and all of life. God, who at times we find ourselves scattered, is the one who can gather. He can call to the east, the west, the north, and the south, and he can bring family members. He can bring fragmentations of life. He can bring broken promises, and he can just bring restoration. So I prophesy right now, restoration. I prophesy the returning of lost hearts, broken promises, and breached lives. I prophesy where things have been broken into pieces, they come back together in the wholeness, in the order, and in the design, and in the beauty of the living God.
Whoa. Thank you, Father God.
Now, many of us are right in that. We're letting God do that in practical ways. But here comes the wind now. Here comes the wind.
Yes,
Heavenly
yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that from you, Father, proceeds the Holy Spirit of truth, whom Jesus has sent to the church so we could live a life of vibrant union discovery and empowerment and witness and triumph. And so now we prophesy to Holy Spirit, come, breathe upon the slain of your church, the broken of your church, breathe upon your people, and awaken hope, and awaken destiny, and awaken the future, and release the tongues, and visions, and dreams. Come, Holy Spirit, and breathe upon your church tonight, this place, and whoever listens later. Oh, whoa, show. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Paul. Paul, he's coming. We worship you.
King of kings, the Lord of lords, faithful and true, Lord, are you. Faithful and true. You are completing that which you have begun. Lord, I just thank you that there's a new grace tonight for every person in this room, for everyone online, to be able to prophesy to the dead areas in their lives. Lord, I just thank you that even as they wake up in the morning and places where they've just not even had the strength or ability to speak into, Lord, I thank you that the words are just going to come as they begin to declare who their beloved is.
Romans 15:3, I'm hearing. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So take the scripture, work it backwards. Yes. The Holy Spirit's power cause an abundance of hope to live in.
Yes.
And that hope that we live in, because there's peace and joy there as a fruit of it.
Yes.
So the God of hope fills us with joy and peace. In believing, we can abound. So we have our confidence, our faith, is that we can abound in hope.
Yes.
And how?
Yes.
by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It's not our power. So this is the hope against hope. It's like a flicker of another thought that isn't the one you could carry. I release it. Lord, right now, for everybody who is, if you desire, this is like a fresh baptism of hope for the future. Not the hope that we've been through that's run out and run out, but this is the God of hope.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, now may the God of hope fill everyone in this room, everyone online, everyone at a later date with joy and peace.
Yes.
Hallmarks of the kingdom are joy and peace and righteousness. Hallmarks is joy and peace. Let the joy and the peace overwhelm you.
Yes.
Let the joy and the peace fill you. Let the joy and the peace surround you through the power of the Holy Spirit in the abundance of hope. You are believing, and therefore there is more of hope finding its way, more joy, more peace, because the Holy Spirit never runs out of hope. He's never running out of hope. He never says, whoa, I can't do anything about this. He always does something with what we have. Whoa, come, Holy Spirit. There he comes. That's a picture of how he breathes. It's that breath, new breath, a fresh breath. Whoa, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. I believe everyone, just take a moment. Let's just praise the Lord and look to him, because he's speaking in our hearts. He's whispering words that we can hear him say. Oh, you are so good. Declare to him whatever you're hearing him say, wherever you are, where you need him to be, declare who he is, and watch the sound of your voice become his voice as we agree with him. Oh, Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we magnify you. Jesus, you are good. You are generous. You are glorious. You are victorious. Jesus, you're more than enough. You're fulfilling your promises. You're faithful who's spoken. Jesus, we worship you. Worship you, Jesus. You're going to rule in our lives, and you're going to reign in our future. You are victorious in every way. You're triumphant in the circumstances that face us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. There's a few people that I feel that you're facing with, you need help financially. You need employment, or you need an increase in resource, or you're waiting for a sale that needs to come through. A contract needs to be signed, and it's been like warred over. You feel the delay, and God says, rise above. Like a bird that would fly above its prey. Don't come up and under and think, I hope this is going to come together. Come up above and begin to see the Lord delivering into your hand the contract, the sale, the job, the favor, the promotion, the witty invention. There's just things that are going to be given to us from above that we join with the giver in agreement and receive it from above. In other words, we're not dependent on it. It all works. Circumstantially, we begin to see that God is overcoming the circumstance. Does that make sense? I just want to pray that. Father, in the name of Jesus, if you need, put your hand towards your heart or towards your wallet or toward your calendar or your phone, whatever would signify the future and what needs to open up. And we declare right now that from above, we are satisfied. We are not finding our help on the earth. We find the help from the good and generous Jesus, our glorious King. And we declare, as we prophesy, we say to our calendar, you open up for the glory of God to be revealed. We say to our pocketbook, our finances, you receive the wealth that is required to advance in the future that God has given and to fulfill the promises made. And we say to our heart, believe, believe, only believe, only believe, only believe. It's going to turn out. Only believe. Let go of the details and trust me for the completion of what I said, says the Lord. Whoo, Shebo. Whoa. Whoa.
Father God. I believe there's a grace, Steve, that you could loose over the body to be able to come up higher and to sit up in those heavenly places. And since you've experienced it so much, I think that as you pray, we will receive that ability.
I hear you. Yes, I agree. I believe. See, think of a promise you're carrying, a scripture that means a personal scripture that you either love and live from or are longing for to be the reality in your life. And you may not have it perfect. You may not even know where it is. It's a phrase. Just want you to start with a something that the Lord has given to you. And if you don't have something, we'll use Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, and he shall not want." Okay? So everybody, we're going somewhere. We're going into the scripture. So what I'm going to pray is that the Holy Spirit, who is the author of the scripture, it says the Bible was not written by men, but holy men who were moved by the Holy Spirit. The author is going to read the story out loud. It's like when you had a book read to you out loud, and the author knew how to read it to engage you. So the scripture is going to begin to be read over you. Then he's going to open it to a movie where you can begin to see it in a current setting where you live, begin to over superimpose itself on the outcome of the future, and then a place to rest in, a place to go to and abide in the heavenlies. So Lord, we thank you that you use the scripture as a window and as a door.
Yes.
A window to see into the future that has been given us in Christ, and a door to walk through into the future that is given us in Christ. We thank you for these scriptures you're showing us. We ask that they become more than letters on a page or even verses we've memorized. We ask now that by the Spirit of God, they become doors and windows. And Holy Spirit, would you read aloud to us? Remind us and guide us and bring us into the encounter of this truth.
Yes.
Whoa. Holy Spirit, would you now cause these scriptures to take on a picture, a video, a moving image of what it would feel like and look like, and let it superimpose. I see the Lord say, I want to rewrite the way you're reading the script. I want to rewrite the way you see the movie ending. I want to rewrite for you. You are not seeing the movie correct. Your adversary is interpreting your circumstances in a dismal, dark, losing place. Yeah. But you have forgotten that the star of the movie, which is Jesus Christ, has come to rescue you, redeem you, and cause you to rise above where you were left in peril. And so see the Lord coming to you where you are, in what you are, and receive him as that redeemer. And with the Spirit of God power to break open prison doors, to unlock prison cells, to open and heal broken hearts and remove the limitations. Whoa. Wow. Holy Spirit, come. Yeah. I'm asking you to do this for each of us.
Yes. I'm seeing words that have been given, words that have been written down, that have literally been crumpled up and thrown in the trash can or torn up. And I'm seeing that the Lord's saying, no, get those words back out, because he is coming to fulfill that which he has promised. With that enemy interpreting things, that it hasn't come to pass, it hasn't happened for me this way, or just made it seem hopeless and like it could never come to pass. I believe that's an assignment that's been sent just straight out of hell to stop you from being able to take your precious promises and keep them before the Lord and to live in those precious promises, that they would be what was dictating your life. Instead, the enemies just tried to destroy it with a sense of just doom and, you know, hopelessness. And the Lord is coming to bring you into that place of being able to get back out that which you've thrown aside and cast aside. He has a million ways that he can accomplish what he has said. So even if it seems like the time is expired, don't listen to that. He is able.
Wow, that's so good. While you were speaking, two verses came to me. 2 Thessalonians 5, verse 23 and 24. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. So the fact that he calls, he's committed to do. And then in 1 Peter chapter 1, it says in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again, listen to this, to a living hope.
Yes.
Not
yes.
a dead hope, a living hope. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus was dead, but he's no longer dead. Your promise, your future looks dead, but it will not stay dead because it's connected to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, here's what he says. To an inheritance incorruptible, cannot be corrupted, undefiled, and does not fade away, reserved or kept in heaven for us, for you. So that's why we can always return to God and the promise comes back alive in God, because the promise is never something we can squander, even if we feel like we squandered the time in our life and the opportunity, because it's reserved in heaven. But that's not just it. But here's the second part. Who, that's us, are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. I believe, Cammy, what's happening is a marriage of faith to hope. The hope is awakening, but the faith is in Jesus Christ and his resurrection. And I believe as we're getting close to the time of blessing, I want to release this first prayer, though, that we would just acknowledge both faithfulness and ability of performance, and that living hope would come back alive. So, Lord, for everyone online, you have not been forgotten. And even though you couldn't get out here tonight, God didn't forget you. He came to where you are. And those joining us at a later date, guess what? This was reserved, this word for you now.
Yes.
Because today is the day that the Lord says, I have begotten you to a living hope through the resurrection of my son. Your hope is connected to my resurrection of Jesus. And the hope is in heaven, reserved and kept and preserved, while you are being kept on the earth by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm now going to unlock it.
Yeah.
I'm unlocking it right now. And all you need is just to agree, because it's faith in my resurrected son. It's hope that I gave you in my son. And I am doing what I said, and I'm breaking things out. Open, open, open. Open in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you. I just saw massive fulfillment in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Father, that you're coming, Lord. You're bringing completion. You're bringing fulfillment, Lord. You're bringing that sense of like, wow, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were just filled with laughter. There is a season of fulfillment coming. Lord, I thank you that you just satisfy us abundantly from above.
With goodness satisfies our heart. In this moment, or in any moment when you get before the Lord and faith starts to solidify in Christ and the hope starts to come alive, something that is really powerful is to take a journal and write down what you're hearing, or even take a moment and let the Lord write his words to you. Prophesy with a pen. The Bible says in Psalm 45, it says, I am ready to, it says, my heart is overflowing with the good theme. When I recite my composition of my King, my tongue is as the pen of a ready writer. And as you describe who Jesus is, then let him start to write over you who he is and what he's doing. So you start by the Lord, you know, I love you, Jesus. You're beautiful. You're powerful and faithful. The words will be fulfilled. And then something shifts and you just take the courage to say, and the Lord says to, I am yours and I will watch over this and I'm fulfilling it today. And you just start. It may start very general, but it starts to get bold and specific, and it's life-giving. So I encourage you to do these things because we're activating the voice of God by honoring the voice of God in all the ways he speaks. Now, as we finish up, I know our teams are going to prophesy to each other. I think, has everybody been prophesied over that one? I want to make sure everybody's had connected to somebody. If you haven't, raise your hand. We're good. Okay, then I want to release a blessing to everybody online. And everybody in the sanctuary, those, and all that will hear later. Wow. Lord, I believe we've stepped in holy ground tonight. Because it was a life of ground where you became, where you re-impregnated us with hope. Lord, I ask you to bless us with continued experiences in the power of God, to live in the hope of God, in the current state we're in, expecting total change in everything, satisfied from above in everything. I bless the voice of God in every one of us. Jesus said that the shepherd goes before his sheep and he calls them by name and they hear and they know and they follow. Holy Spirit, you lead us so that we are led and become the sons of God as you had caused us to hear your word of adoption that we are sons of God.
Wow.
We are the sons of God and we hear the voice of God and the word of God by the Spirit of God. And we are justified in Jesus Christ so we can grow up into Christ in all things. So we declare right now the full activation, reactivation. Shurababa. There's coming in the next few days. Don't be surprised if old dreams come back forefront, if old prophecies come forward, if old thoughts start to return that you said, that can never be. They just start coming forward and say, watch me. Go with it. Go with it. We're in a season of new hope, says the Lord. You don't have to be afraid. You can receive what God is doing. So bless you online and everyone here. And we'll just close this online portion and keep the prayer going on in the sanctuary. Amen. Amen.
Even the prophecies that have been ripped up, I saw them like literally flying out of the wastebasket and coming back together.
Whoa. Yeah. Sometimes God stops us from the fulfillment because he's got something better for us in the future. So he delays, which seems to be like super disappointment, but it isn't anything but disappointment. Are we still online?
Yes.
Are we still live? Okay, every time you talk about that in the paper, trash can, ripped up, I think about us when we bought our first house.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? All right, so this is first. We had our heart set on a house that was going to be released, and we had the blueprint, you know, the floor plan on our refrigerator, and we would call every week. It was during one of the recession times. The homes weren't on sale. They were just starting to release them, but they would never tell you until Saturday, so you'd have to always call on Friday. And it's just one of those back and forth. But we were really expectant of this house. We had walked the property. We had claimed it. We did everything we knew to do. And it happened that the Saturday, the Friday, it was the day the houses were released. We took the children's ministry to the Santa Barbara Zoo. And so this was before we had cell phones, even before we were really using voice machines. So they called and called all day to say the homes are open, the homes are available. and we weren't there. So that's Saturday. Next day, Sunday, we go to church, and it was just a full day. So Monday, we figured, well, nothing's happened. Do you remember I said, I'm going to call up and see what's happening with the house. So I call up and I talk to one of the sales representatives and they, oh, Mr. Dittmar, we're so sorry. We called over and over again on Friday and the houses were released, were all sold by Sunday. And you mean the house that we were had our, yeah, that one's gone too. Now you can tell, remember what happened?
Well, I was standing listening in the kitchen, listening to Steve's phone conversation, and I'd had the blueprint, you know, on the refrigerator with a magnet, and I grabbed the thing and I tore it up into pieces just standing there and threw it on the floor.
Unbeknownst to us, the next night I was at a ministry school teaching. And my sister-in-law was in the class, and she was working with one of those second mortgage brokerages. And she said after the class, do you know anybody who's trying to buy a home? Because we have one that's gone into foreclosure. And I said, well, it needs to fit in this parameter where the Lord showed us he wanted us to live. And she goes, I don't know where it is. Here's the address. So I looked at the address on a AAA map. That's how you found places back then. And it was in the area the Lord had promised us to live. And so we went there. I drove by there that night and came home and I said, I think the house that we really are supposed to have is here. It was, instead of a 3-bedroom, it was 4-bedroom. Instead of, 1,400 feet, it was 2,000 square feet. And it turned out we were able to buy it from the owners, so they didn't have to go into foreclosure. And we got into a bigger house for less money. And it was like God taught us forever the lesson. I put your eyes on it. I put your focus on something to keep you there. It may not be where I actually am going to take you. It's just to keep your attention. Does that make sense? Because we needed a wait. Go ahead.
Well, at the time, there's no way I could have had the faith to believe that we could actually buy the home that we did. So the Lord instead gave me something that I could put my faith in and do all the work, go walk the property, keep thanking him for, when he had something so much bigger already in mind, and he knew what our future was going to look like. At the time, we only had 2 children. We didn't have any idea we'd have such a large family. And so he knew how to get us where we were going. And I think there's a lot of you that have been in those cases. You've got something and you think it is the promise, but it's just the marker. It's the thing God's given you, because if he was to tell you what it is that he really has, there's no way you'd believe it and wouldn't be able to attach yourself into the vision.
So we'll close the second time now. But Lord, for everyone who has come to that marker, that expectation, and it just evaporated and disappeared right in front of you, we decree that the intention of heaven that is better, bigger, more beautiful, more perfect for you now comes into the radar. And you enter into that new season. That you are not left in limbo.
Right.
We call the sons of God out of limbo into fulfillment.
That's right.
And the future that has been given now breaks forth like the sun that rises in the horizon, like the morning star. The day dawns, it comes alive and becomes visible and comes into your hand and comes into your resource. And now in Jesus' name, for everyone online and everyone here, God bless you. God bless you. God bless all these prophetic ministers. We thank you. And let the sound, nurture the sound of God in your life as you go into this week. And bless you. We're going to have a great time on Sunday. God bless. Now you can say goodbye. Yes, amen.